Well, today we are gathered for a celebration. That's what this table is all about. We're celebrating what Jesus has done for us. And it's actually, I don't know about you, this is the first communion service I've had in a long time. Is it the same for you folks here? We have missed out on this celebration. It's a positive thing. You know, a lot of times, I know in the past, people hear it's communion, they don't want to show up because they it's an uncomfortable thing and they don't want to. Communion is a celebration. Communion is a time to praise the Lord for what Jesus has done for us. And what else is there that's worth anything near that? I mean, that is the greatest thing. I want to talk about lifting up God in praise for what he's done for us. There's a verse that I begin every day with. I've been doing this for a long time. I may have shared this with you once before, I don't know. Isaiah chapter 25, verse 1. Every day, this is how I begin my day. I found this as I was reading through the Bible, not this time, but the time before. Isaiah 25, verse 1. O Lord, thou art my God. I will exalt thee. I will praise thy name, for thou hast done wonderful things. Thy counsels of old are faithfulness and truth. Amen. You know, we should begin our day with praise. We can choose the kind of atmosphere that we have, the kind of attitude that we have. We can choose to go around thinking about all the bad things, or we can focus on what's good. And there's nothing better than what God has done for us. And so every day, begin your day with praise to God. Your prayers should begin with praise. Not just selfish, Lord, I need this, I want this. Begin your prayers with praise. And God has invited us to come into his presence. In fact, in our call to worship earlier in Psalm 100, verse 3, was it? Yes, no, verse 4. Psalm 100, verse 4. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. And in fact, this whole chapter here is a wonderful passage of praise. Verse 2 of Psalm 100. Serve the Lord with gladness, come into his presence with singing. This idea of coming into God's presence, that's what we've done here this morning. We've come into his presence. What is it like to be in God's presence? When you come to church, do you think about the people that you're going to be seeing? Do you think about maybe the part you have to play in the worship service? Or do you think about the fact that you are coming into the presence of God? This is his house. We enter into his presence. And as we contemplate that, what does a realization of his presence do for us? Now, if we are have been turning away from God in our lives, his presence may not be desirable to us. But the more time you spend in God's presence, the more it becomes the most delightful thing that you could ever experience. In fact, we should have a realization of his presence all the time. When we walk out those doors and leave this building, we should take the presence of God with us. We're told in the book Education, as a shield from temptation and an inspiration to purity and truth, No other influence can equal the sense of God's presence. I think I shared with you some time ago, I had been reading the book, The Practice of the Presence of God. The presence of God. It changes our thoughts. It changes our attitude. It changes our direction in the things that we do. So the text says, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Psalm 51:11, cast me not away from thy presence, and take not the Holy Spirit from me. Acts 3, verse 19, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. The outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the times of refreshing, bring the presence of the Lord. Psalm 16:11, thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is what? Yes, fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Psalm 63:9, in all their affliction he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. The angel of his presence. And Psalm 95:2, let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. So we have come into his presence today to worship. We've come here to remember what he has done for us, to praise him for Christ's sacrifice and the price that he paid for us on Calvary. Turn with me to Revelation chapter 4. I'd like to take a moment as we look at what happens every day, continually, in God's presence, his physical presence in heaven. In Revelation chapter 4 and 5, we see this throne room scene. John was privileged to see into the very throne room of God, as did Ezekiel and Daniel, Isaiah. They saw into the very throne room of God. And I'd like you to notice what takes place here. In Revelation chapter 4, first of all, we see four living creatures. And they show up here in... we're going to notice them in verse 6. You have these four, King James says, beasts. Well, that's not a good translation of this word. These are not animals. These are living beings that are heavenly angels around the throne of God. And they, it tells us in verse 8, that they rest not day and night, saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. So here we see these four beings. They are around the throne of God, and they can't stop saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. But then this chorus begins to expand because we have 24 elders. Because it says there in verse 9, when those beasts, the living creatures, give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne who liveth forever and ever. Verse 10, the 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever and cast their crowns before his throne, saying, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. So it starts off with these four living creatures praising God. That extends to the 24 elders who are there, and they fall down before him and cast their crowns before him, saying, thou art worthy, because you have created everything. So, first of all, four beings worshiping the Father, saying, "Holy, holy, holy." Then you have 24 elders also worshiping the Father, saying, "For thou hast created all things." Then you continue on down into chapter 5, and notice when Jesus shows up on the scene, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, and he shows up in verse 6 as, let's just read verse 6, "And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb, as it had been slain, having seven horns, seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God gone into all the earth." And he takes this book, and notice what happens. Verse 8, "And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders fall down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth." So now, it started out with four, then it expanded to 24, and now it's the four and the 24, and who are they worshiping? They're worshiping Jesus. The praise started out for the Father, him that was sitting on the throne, and now Jesus is introduced, and the four and the 24 are now worshiping Jesus because of his sacrifice. "For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God." Okay, now we continue on, and notice what happens next in verse 11. "And I beheld, and I heard the voice of" how many? It starts off by saying many angels round about the throne and the beasts and the elders. So now you got the beasts, the elders, and many angels. And it says the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. So this number has greatly increased. And what are they doing? Verse 12, "saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." So now you've got thousands and thousands of holy beings worshiping the Lamb and saying, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches, glory, wisdom, strength, honor, blessing," all of these things. Picture yourself in that scene. Imagine the greatest praise service you have ever experienced in the very presence of God. You know, God invites us to have a praise service for him in our hearts every day. You don't have to come to church to do it. You can do it in your heart wherever you are. You can lift up praise to God. That's why our scripture talked about the sacrifice of praise. That is the fruit of our lips giving praise to his name, giving thanks to his name at all times, continually, it says. We can live in this world in the very atmosphere of heaven as we lift our thoughts to him in praise. God wants happy, joyous Christians. When you're feeling down, when you're feeling sad, turn your thoughts about what you can praise the Lord for. First of all, for his goodness. Secondly, for what Jesus has done for you. And what else is there? Every single blessing that we have comes from God. But the story is not over here, because then notice in verse 13 of Revelation chapter 5. Now how many people are we talking about? It says, "And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever." And the four beasts said, "Amen." And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that liveth forever and ever. Started out with four beings praising the Father. Then there was 24 praising the Father. And then you had the four plus the 24 worshiping Jesus. And then you had the four and the 24 and thousands of angels all praising Jesus. And now you have every creature in heaven, earth, under the earth, anywhere that there's any living being, and they are all praising the Father and the Son, who, and it says, they fell down and worshiped him that liveth forever and ever. We someday are physically going to join that crowd. We're going to be there, and we can join with them. But today, as we spend this time celebrating what Jesus has done for us, we can know that we have God's presence with us here too. Can't see him with our eyes. But as we enter into his praise with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise, we can worship him just as surely as those heavenly beings are doing every day in heaven. Let's have that experience today as we celebrate this service.